Welcome to day 31. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Again, continuing with the various elements of mitzvah peah, the mitzvah of leaving a portion of one's field unharvested and leaving that aside for the aniyim, the poor, so that they can go and harvest it and take the crop, take the produce for themselves. So we previously learned how much of your field needs to be left for peah. Then we learned which part of your field needs to be left for peah. And now we're going to learn what sort of produce, which crops are actually obligated in the mitzvah of peah. So says our Mishnah, klal amru b'peah, a general rule was stated regarding peah, and now our Mishnah is going to give us five criteria that if a food meets all five of them, only then is it obligated in the mitzvah of peah. So here they are. Kol shehu ochel, anything that is considered food, right? Not something that you would eat bekoshi, not something you would eat, you know, when your survival depends on it, but something that is generally considered food. Vindishmar, and it needs to be guarded, meaning to say that it's owned, someone cares about it, it can't be hefker, it can't be ownerless. Vigidula vina aretz, it grows in the ground, which really means that the Mefarshim explained it's nourished from the ground, it's nourished from the soil, which excludes something like a mushroom, which does grow in the ground, but it's really nourished from the air, from the moisture around it. It doesn't have roots that go deeply into the soil, so that would not be included in the mitzvah peah. Ulikitaso ka'achas, and they are harvested at once, meaning to say that all the fruits of that particular crop, all the produce ripens around the same time, and the farmer comes in one shot and harvests it together, which excludes something like a fig, or really many fruits that you harvest them, you pick them as they ripen. Those sorts of fruits would not be included in the mitzvah peah. Umachnisu l'kiyam, the fifth criteria is that it needs to be able to withstand some time in storage, right? It won't go bad too quickly. And that excludes a whole bunch of vegetables that will rot very easily, right? When you put peppers and the like, they'll not be included in the mitzvah of peah. So again, between these criteria, many, many things, many fruits, many vegetables are excluded, right? If they're not harvested in the same time, if they won't last very long in a storage unit, in a machzan. So there are many things that are excluded. Again, anything that has these five criteria, which are, it needs to be food, it needs to be owned, it needs to get nourished from the ground, they need to be harvested at one time, and they need to be able to withstand some time in storage, all of those together are chayev b'peah. Then one is obligated in the mitzvah of peah. So our Mishnah concludes by saying tevua, grain, right, the five species of grain, and kitnios, which are legumes or legumes. I never know how to say that, where to put the emphasis. So I'm just going to say kitnios. But the five grains, wheat, oat, barley, spelt, rye, and various kitnios, all of those things are beklal zeh, are included in the mitzvah of peah. That's generally how we understand the end of this Mishnah. That's to say that the Mishnah is really giving an example of food categories that generally always meet those five criteria and therefore are always going to be chayev and peah. And the two great examples of that are grain and kitnios. There is another way of understanding the end of that Mishnah according to the Ratzinura, but that's, I think, the most basic and easily understandable way. Before we move to the next Mishnah, I just want to point out, each one of these criteria are actually learned from a pasuk, right? The reason, if you were to say, why is it true that it needs to be food? Why is it true that it needs to be harvested at once? Because of how we read, there are close ways of reading the psukim that that these halachas are born out of. But I do think just because they're learned from a pasuk and it's the result of a drash, so to say, doesn't mean that there isn't meaning and purpose to why that criteria should be. And I think it's worthwhile to consider those things. I'm not going to go through all of them right now, but just a suggestion, just something that I've been thinking about. Why might it be that a machnis olikim, it needs to be able to withstand storage? Well, maybe there's an element that Hashem says absolutely you need to devote part of your crop to aniyim, to those who are poor, but it shouldn't be in a situation in which it's a crazy, like it's irrational, it's a crazy expense to you. Because imagine you leave part of your field over and the crop is crop that really goes bad very quickly. So then if the aniyim don't get to it right away, not only do the aniyim don't get it, but then you just lost out for no reason because no one benefited from it. So the Torah says there's absolutely a mitzvah gepeah, but it's reasonable, so to say. You shouldn't lose out, or if you're not getting to the aniyim, so then no one gains to benefit from there, and therefore perhaps the Torah is thinking about the farmer in this process also. And when you think about another criteria, let's say harvesting all at once, why should that be true? Perhaps if peah applied to even things that were harvested as they ripened, so then perhaps it would create a lack of equity amongst aniyim. Right, because then anyone would see one apple, you'd grab the apple, and it wasn't all at the same time, right? But if all of the crop is ready at the same time, so then all of the aniyim know that this is the start time, and it's all fair game, and they can all get to it at the same time and have equal access to the crop. Just a thought. I don't know if that's true, But I do think it's worthwhile giving meaning to these halachos and to look and to do our own research within the Mefarshim. Okay, Mishnah Hay. So now that we said that these are the five criteria, the Mishnah is going to give us an example of trees that that fit these criteria. We said many, many fruit trees and many trees in general are going to be excluded because they don't meet these criteria. So the Mishnah is going to give us examples that do meet these criteria. Uva Ilan, says Mishnah Hay. Ha'og, sumac, that's like often used as a spice. You can find it in the kosher store. I think that green bag, the Sadaf company, I think makes that. Anyway, ha'og, v'ha'charuvin, carob, v'ha'gozim, walnuts, v'ha'shkedim, almonds, v'ha'gefanim, grapevine, v'ha'rimonim, pomegranates, v'ha'zesim, olives, v'ha'tmarim, dates, chayavim b'peah. All of those are chayavim b'peah because all of those meet the five criteria. They get nourished from the ground and they're harvested at once, etc., etc. And the bartender just points out, importantly, that it is not limited to those five things. I'm sorry, to those number of trees. I think eight trees are mentioned there. It's not limited to those eight. Those are just examples, eight examples of trees for which all five of those qualifications would apply, and therefore it would be chayav in the mitzvah of peah. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.